That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Anne. I'm going to need some help. I've got some things that we need to do. So I wonder perhaps if some of the children would like to come and sit down at the front. Well, yeah, adults as well, Justin. Don't worry. Don't hold back. So if parents, if you'd like to encourage children to come down to the front, younger children, but any age children, it'd be great because I've got some instruments to give out and I need some help. So perhaps some of those children who are up in the play area would like to come down. We've got a little rug here for you to sit on. Nice warm bottoms. And the first person gets the first choice of instrument. How about that? Oh, so Amelia first, and Florence, Mary, good. Leo, anybody else? Now, if you've got very small children, mums, dads, you're welcome to bring them down as well. Right, so would you like to have a little look in there and choose? Any more? Don't be shy, everybody up at the top. Do come down, we need lots and lots of noise. That one. That's just right, actually, what we're going to do. Do you want that one? No? Or what about this one? This one? Okay. Okay, so you'd like to sit yourselves down. Anybody else? I know Justin was keen. There you are, just. No, well, just help yourself. Have an instrument.
Yeah.
Oh, there's there. So, here we go. We've just been hearing in our Bible reading about Jesus calming a storm, and we're going to do the reading again, but this time we're going to have the sound effects, okay? So are you ready? So we're not having any noise to begin with. The storm hasn't started yet. This is what happens. So that day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. Are we ready? Then a furious squall, that means a storm, a furious storm began. We have some wind noises as well. A furious storm began, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. And Jesus was in the stern, that means the back. Jesus was at the back of the boat. He was asleep on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Jesus got up. He rebuked the wind. That means he told it off. Jesus rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Shall we do that one again? We'll do an action replay, so we'll make lots and lots of noise, and then when Jesus says, "Quiet, be still," we're just going to stop. Okay, ready? So back to the storm. Ready, ready, go. Oh, loud storm. Waves, crashing, rain, stuff. Oh, yuck, yuck. So the disciples woke Jesus and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up. He rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and they asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him." Even the storm was calmed. Even the wind and the waves obey him. What I want you to do, people at the front, and anybody else who'd like to join in, we're going to make a seesaw, okay? So can you stick your arms out to the side? We'd like a seesaw. You know what a seesaw does? Up and down on this seesaw. This is the faith, fear seesaw. So on one side of this seesaw, we've got faith. On the other side of this seesaw, we've got fear. Faith, fear. Faith, fear. You see, in that reading, there's two different reactions to the storm. First of all, there's the disciples, the people following Jesus, and their seesaw goes like this. They are full of fear, a failure of faith. The disciples are full of fear. It says in the reading that the storm came and they were terrified. They woke Jesus up saying, "Don't you care if we drown?" They are fearful. They are scared. In fact, at the end of our reading still, it says they were terrified. And they asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." The disciples are full of fear. It is a failure of faith. Jesus, everybody, is completely the opposite. Jesus has no fear. He is full of faith. Jesus is full of faith, completely the opposite of the disciples. Jesus gets up, he rebukes the wind, he says to the waves, "Quiet, be still," and the wind died down and the waves were calm. And he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples full of fear, Jesus full of faith. It is simply one or the other. And I'm going to tell you a secret, everybody here down at the front, but I think everybody else here knows it as well. I'm going to tell you a secret that the world is full of people, and this is especially true of grown-ups. The world is full of people who are full of fear. They're scared for the future. They're scared for their jobs. They're scared for their health. They're scared for their families. They're scared for what is to come. They have no control over it. They are scared, ultimately, of death. The world is full of people who fear. But Christian people, we are not like that. Because we are not fearful. We are faithful, hope-filled. We know that Jesus came and he will take us to be with him. He will set us free from fear. He will hold us and keep us and guard us and guide us now and always, forever. So we've made the sound of the storm. The world is full of storms, real storms and all sorts of other storms as well. And many people are fearful. But we, the church, cannot be like that. We, the church, everybody, we cannot be like that. We are not a people of fear. We are people of faith and a hope. Hold on to that hope we find in Jesus. People of faith and a hope now and always. There is nothing to fear. If we are in him, all is well. Amen. So I'm going to say a prayer. Thank you very much for your help, everybody. Let us pray. So, Father God, we thank you for this faith with which you have filled your people. And those of us who are followers ourselves, we pray that we might grow more and more in that faith and that hope. And, Lord, we pray for those who don't yet know you, those whose hearts are full of fear, fear for the future, those who have no hope for a life after this. We pray, Lord, that their hearts will also be filled, that many people will make a commitment to following you now and always. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.